This is Radio Hallam.
Ian Rufus with Radio Hallam News. Sheffield busmen are continuing their overtime ban today. John Taplin reports on the situation.
About a quarter of the city's buses are expected to be withdrawn today. The South Yorkshire Transport Authority warns bus travellers to allow extra time to get to work and not to rely on the last bus home in case it doesn't come. The Transport and General Workers Union are today circulating a private document among Sheffield busmen which contains a full copy of their pay claim and outlines the progress of the union's talks with the management. And at 1 o'clock, Transport and General Workers Regional Trade Secretary, Mr. Jack Green, is breaking the union's silence on the matter with a statement. The busmen have said that unless there is some satisfactory progress by October the 8th, they will go on strike from October the 10th.
The general election and the question of whose inflation sums are right is likely to feature heavily in today's campaigning. Here's our political correspondent, Ed Boyle.
All three parties agree that the economic crisis is the main issue. But now there's open and increasingly bitter argument about just how much the inflation rate is rising. The Tories say 40%. The Liberals agree, despite the fact that Harold Wilson calls it an exaggeration and Michael Foot last night described these figures as bosh. Nationalisation has also entered the arena as a subject for less than polite exchanges, with Mr. Heath's claim that Labour are deliberately allowing industry to suffer in order to take control through the back door. Today, Mr. Wilson will be in the north. The Conservative leader visits Scotland, and Jeremy Thorpe remains in the southwest. Ed Boyle, IRN.
The trouble in the car industry continues. In the Midlands, British Leyland and Chrysler have both laid off men because of industrial disputes. Here's Derek Mitchell in Birmingham. I'm sorry, we seem to have lost that report. Move on to the next story. Ford strikers at Dagenham meet today to discuss the decision by their fellow strikers at Halewood to return to work. And union delegates representing more than 100 independent television journalists in the provinces have backed demands for a three-day strike over pay. Radio Hallam, the new commercial radio station serving South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, went on the air almost an hour ago, and you're listening to it. Radio Hallam broadcasts from studios in the centre of Sheffield on 194 metres medium wave and 95.2 stereo VHF. A stereo VHF transmitter serving the Rotherham area will come into operation in the new year. Radio Hallam broadcasts each weekday from 5 to 6 in the morning until midnight. On Saturdays, the station will be on the air from 5 to 6 until 3 a.m. the following morning. On Sundays, the station will open transmissions at 5 to 7 in the morning and close down at midnight. Two seamen died following a collision between a Finnish tanker and an offshore supply vessel in the North Sea off Great Yarmouth. A message from the tanker to Humber Shore Radio says the men didn't manage to get away from the sinking ship, the Florida Martin. Five men have been picked up from the ship and a Royal Navy minesweeper is heading for the scene. In the Dominican Republic, official sources say the government's considering a deal with left-wing guerrillas who've been holding seven hostages in the Venezuelan consulate for 4 days. The guerrillas are demanding $1 million from the United States government, the release of 30 political prisoners in the Dominican Republic, and safe passage to Mexico. In Lisbon, Portugal's new leader, General Costa Gomes, has promised free elections in the spring. This follows the resignation of General Antonio de Spinola, who stepped down to prevent a threat of civil war.